WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $5. And they also have all kinds of fun toppings. You can get your Coney and cheese, like I like to get, or I'm a big fan now of the baked beans on top of the hot dog. Maybe you want mac and cheese on top of your hot dog. Now they've got the celery salt after hearing everybody talking about it on WBSM. So all kinds of great things over there. Stop by, have a dog or two, and tell them that you enjoy the Fun Fridays here on the program. And if you missed my announcement at the beginning of the show, starting Monday, we're going to have a new segment here on the program. Every day, we're going to have what I'm calling the Gen X Files. So it's basically an almanac of all of the kind of pop culture-y things of the day that matter to Gen X kids. So stuff from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and, you know, what movies came out, what music was released, some news events, things like that. But just it's designed to be a fun little, like, minute and a half, 2 minute kind of thing. And that's going to be brought to you every day by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. If you haven't had their homemade ice cream, oh, man, it is so delicious, so creamy. We were actually over there yesterday having a back porch sampler, and you can see our video on the WBSM Facebook page and Instagram account. We went over there and had Matt McGraw, the man behind all of the ice cream, in the video, and fun little thing to check out. And we're going to have a story on the sampler, because that's something that, as part of this new partnership with McGraw's, we are going to be once a week during that Gen X Files segment. We're going to have our brain freeze question of the week, our McGraw's brain freeze question of the week, and we're going to give you the chance to win a back porch sampler. So you get to go over there and pick out any six flavors. You can get six scoops of the same flavor if you want, but you can get six different flavors if you want to try a variety of things and get to sit down and sample. And trust me, it's enough for two people. It's definitely enough for two people. These are hearty scoops. So that'll all be starting Monday with the Gen X Files here on the program. And later on today, I will be at the Fall River Carousel, broadcasting from there, calling in to Chris and Barry, and putting up some stuff on social media as part of the Day of Portugal festivities down there in Fall River. So if you're going to be in the area, come on by the carousel, hang out with me and Jackson from Fun 107. We'd love to see you. It's going to be a good time. And then tonight at Stevie's Wine and Spirits from 4 to 6, we're going to have the peanut butter and jelly shot / cocktail tasting. So if you've never been to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, you hear me talk about the purple dot. So anything that you walk around that store and you see a purple dot on the shelf, on the name of that product, that means you can ask for a sample. So you can actually try it before you buy it. But the great thing about Stevie's is they bring in vendors all the time to have these tastings so they can actually learn more about the products. And last week we had Plymouth Bay Winery there for a tasting. And Kelly brought out this Chicachita tequila. It's a peanut butter tequila. She's like, oh, you guys got to try this. And so we tried it. And then we're like, well, what happens if we mix that with the Colonial Red from Plymouth Bay Winery, and it just tastes like you were biting into a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No alcohol taste. It was just like peanut butter and jelly in your mouth. And so now they're doing a tasting of that today from 4 to 6 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And don't forget, next Friday, same time, they're going to be having their big birthday bash. So you can come on in and try a bunch of different vendors and have some fun. I think Stephanie Burke might be there offering tarot readings. And I'll be there offering good conversation while we sample a bunch of things, because that's what I'll be doing. But it should be a good time. So it'll be 4 to 6 next Friday. And to keep up to date with all the great things that are going on at Stevie's, just follow them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And stop by and see them at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. So we are talking for Fun Friday. I have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the McLobster, and was surprised to find out that the McLobster was served around here. But you can read more about that and see some old commercials for it at WBSM.com and on the app. So our Fun Friday question of the day is, what is your favorite fast food sandwich? Got a couple votes in for the, hold on, let me get it here. It was the one from Wendy's, the Baconator. A couple of votes for the Baconator. That's used to be one of my go-tos there. I can't finish one anymore. The only thing I get at Wendy's anymore is they have this great salad that has like apples, I think, and feta cheese on it. That's really good, and I'll still get chili from time to time. But the Baconator is a favorite from some people. 508-996-0500. And I guess we should probably address a couple of other things. So people love the countdown. We have 1,324 days remaining in the Trump administration. And we are only 137 days into it right now. So that means, did you have 136 days on your square, I guess, on your sheet, on your betting slip for how many days you thought it would be before Donald Trump and Elon Musk were going at each other? It was pretty fun to watch as that was unfolding yesterday. I mean, just what's interesting about this is, at least in what I've seen, I don't know if things have gotten or if I've missed some, but it seems like Donald Trump is kind of taking the high road a little bit in this one. You know, he's just like, hey, you know, Elon didn't like some of the things that were happening. And I think he's gone a little nuts. When meanwhile, Musk is just calling for his impeachment or retweeting people asking for his impeachment. Claiming that he's on the Epstein list. Which, and people are missing the point of that. So, one of the things that I kept seeing the MAGA people using as a defense was, don't you think that if Donald Trump was on the Epstein list, Joe Biden would have released it? That's not the point here. The point here isn't whether or not Donald Trump is on the Epstein list. I think most rational people realize that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were friends. They knew each other. Trump spent a lot of time around Jeffrey Epstein. But then I think a lot of rational people also see that when everything came down about Jeffrey Epstein, Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, he did at least what he could do in his realm. The point isn't whether or not he is actually in the files. The point is that that is what Musk used to go after him. Because to a MAGA person, saying that you are on the Epstein list is like the ultimate insult. So that wasn't about whether or not it's actually true. That was about Elon had no problem sticking that knife in Donald Trump. Proverbially. He had no problem hitting him with the lowest shot you can hit a MAGA person with. And that's why it's just fascinating to watch. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. So that's so funny you just brought that up, because I was going to bring it up. I got an alert from this podcast that I watch, and that was the announcement that Elon Musk threw him under the bus. Apparently, he said on his social media, that are you going to do this to me? Well, then okay, I can do this to you. And yeah, he said, oh, he's on the list. And I'm thinking, oh wow, now he's just going to open another can of worms, and we'll be like, I don't know. Hopefully it just won't be like the cutest thing, you know?
I hope that it is. It's entertaining. Well,
it is entertaining. But I mean, gosh, I hope it isn't going to turn into like this big legal thing is what I'm saying, you know?
So what's interesting about it is there's two ways that it could go. It could go in one direction where, a lot of the lawmakers start to side with Musk. And then you've got a person who is outside of the presidency being perceived to have more power than the president, which will be an interesting development. Or Right. You have, you know, them siding with Donald Trump, and then Elon Musk realizes, I spent all this money to gain this influence and it didn't get me anything. It actually lost me even more money.
Yes. Well, exactly. I was...
Hold on. Skeddy, call back. I accidentally hit the wrong button. My fault, Skeddy. Give me a call back and I'll put you right on. But hold on, let me put that call on hold, and I will take you in the meantime. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, back on the sandwiches, I was thinking the two that I liked back in the mid-70s, the original Yumbo sandwich. It was at Burger King. It was a steamed ham and cheese sandwich on what they, I think they called it a downy flake bun. Then they switched over to a sesame seed bun later. They came out with it, in 2016 again, but it was nowhere near the same sandwich. And then in the early 2000s, the Frascata sandwiches, they were almost like deli sandwiches from Wendy's. They made four of them. I think they were supposed to go in competition with like Subway and all those, but they were just too much of a hassle to make from what I heard from employees.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember that. I vaguely have a memory of those. And then I'd always seen the Yumbo thing, as something people talked about. And then when they did bring it back, I saw the same thing you did. People saying it was kind of disappointing. But, I mean, who really does go into a fast food place and is like, give me a hot ham and cheese, you know?
Right. I mean, that was the thing. But at that time, it was like, because it's when Burger King first opened in New Bedford, we went to it. And they also sold hot dogs, too. So it was hot dogs and that. It was, like, strange with McDonald's right across the street. But it was a cool sandwich, and the first roll, like I said, the downy flake, I believe that, was really good, but then it just went to the sesame seed bun. And then, I think it only lasted maybe a year or so.
Well, it's a cheap thing to put out, so, you know, I'm surprised it didn't stick around. All right.
Well, all right, I just wanted to bring up those two sandwiches.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
And let's go back to Skeddy. All right, sorry about that, Skeddy. That was my fault.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking maybe it was the airport, but the plane had already took off.
No, I went to put another call on hold, and I hit the wrong button.
Well, that's okay, Tim. But, yeah, so anyways, we're both thinking about this Elon Musk thing. I don't want to divert away from your conversations. Fast food, I haven't been eating a lot of sandwiches fast food-wise. I did have that smash burger at 6's and 7's. No, what's it called? 7 and 8's?
No, 6's and 7's.
Sixes and sevens. Yeah, it was my first time there. It was really good. I was really surprised how good it was. It was sloppy, too. And I loved it. But, yeah, as far as, like, I'm like you. I used to love to eat a Whopper at Burger King. But I haven't even had that in years. And D'Angelo's. I used to love their tuna fish in the pita pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But I had it. I think about a year ago, and the tuna fish just doesn't taste the same. Although, even when I buy tuna and make it at home, I don't think I like tuna fish anymore. But that was one of my favorite sandwiches. Oh, my God.
That's so one people want to have come back is the D'Angelo seafood salad sandwich. People say, you know, I mean, I still love those. That used to be what I got all the time there. But now they're pushing the lobster rolls, so they'd much rather make that money, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they do push that. Yep, you're right. And so the Buzzard Bay thing, is that in Onset, the free concert?
No, that's in Marion.
Oh, in Marion. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have more details on that coming up because it's not till July. So we're gonna have a lot of, we're going to be doing some commercials for them and some conversations. We're going to have them in to talk about it. So we'll have more info coming up.
Just a real quick story. So I just want to explain why I say have a sketty rule of a weekend. I had a girlfriend. She used to say that I'm like a kangaroo. Every weekend I'd be all over the place. Just you never couldn't keep me down. And so in honor of her, because she used to tell me that, you know, have a sketty rule of a weekend. And so in honor of her, that's why I always say to everybody, have a sketty rule of a weekend.
Well, to you as well. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, too. Stay cool.
All right. And we will take one more call here, and then I got to take a break before the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
There's an interesting thing about the McLobster. I vaguely remember seeing a couple of ads come out about it, but I never went in to try it because, like, this is the South Coast. This is
why would you? I mean, other than morbid curiosity, why would you?
Right, exactly. So it was the same thing. I was thinking Red Lobster. There's a reason that Red Lobster did not ever do well around this area because it's overprocessed junk that probably gets shipped out to Colorado so they can treat it and then ship it all the way back here. It's a whole lot easier to get fresh, healthy stuff at any other restaurant, you know? So I think that's why the McLobster didn't take off. That's just my opinion on that. And I think I'm correct on that.
Yeah, I would agree that's probably the case.
Right, yeah. I mean, we're realistic about it.
And also, you know, lobster costs an arm and a leg these days too, so I couldn't imagine McDonald's could offer it at any kind of reasonable price anyway.
Unless it was overprocessed junk. That's the whole thing.
Well, and that's the thing. You have a low price, people are going to be suspicious of it, and they're not going to get it. So you'd have to charge like $18 for it to make people think that it's any kind of quality.
Yeah. Put a candle on your table and really dress it up. But realistically, it's just a piece of junk. So it didn't work out. Now, to go on with the thing about it's a soap opera. And people like soap operas, whether they like to admit it or not. It's a guilty pleasure. People attach themselves to, you know, emotionally, mentally, to soap opera drama. When their lives are going well and there's really not much else to worry about, you know, they latch on to these stories. So I think that this is with Elon Musk and Trump. I'm kind of disappointed that Trump's bill is so expensive because I really kind of had high hopes that a lot of stuff was going to be slashed. Yeah, they say that, yeah, he's going to add $3 million to the debt or $3 trillion to the debt. I don't know why he did that, but I can see why Elon is mad at Trump because Elon is in that bill too, or he's going to be hurt by the bill if the EV electric vehicle mandates. Like that kind of stuff is affected,
right?
Because that's how he's made a ton of money. And up until right now, he was the hero, you know, saving the environment with EV electric vehicles and blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as he attached himself to Trump, everybody hated him. So now I'm wondering, like, are people finally going to be friends with Elon Musk and not try to burn their cars because he doesn't like Trump? You know, I'm not into soap operas, so I can kind of step back and take a broader view of it. You know,
I mean, listen. The bottom line is, I don't think it's going to make a difference one way or another. It's not going to make people, you know, lose support for whichever side they were supporting. It's not going to make people decide they're suddenly going to vote Democrat. You know, it's just something that'll play out, and then they'll be on to the next drama.
Right. And you always have to wonder, but the times that you choose to believe what you see on the news and the times that you find yourself questioning what you see on the news. If the news is closer to what you want it to be, then you're more apt to believe it. It's always healthier to kind of take a step back and, okay, why are they saying this? Are they trying to say this to form your opinion the way they want you to form your opinion?
I form my opinion by reading what each side was putting on social media themselves.
Right. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. it's all silliness. It's all soap opera junk, and it's safer. It's better to just sit back and watch it happen. And I hope that Trump is heading in the right direction with this. You kind of have to trust your president, regardless of who it is, because they are president. And to wish badly upon them.
Did you say the same thing during Joe Biden's presidency?
You want him to succeed. You wanted him to do the right thing. And there is trust. I mean, he got elected into it. Even if you want to see the president fail, then the country fails.
All right. I got to hold you there because I got to get a break in before the news. But thank you for the call. You have a good weekend.
Me too.
And we will take more calls coming up. But let me get this break in and then we'll get the news with Mike. And we'll talk with Eric at the butcher shop and then more with you.
A mass shooting averted in Oregon. Biden's press secretary leaving the Democratic Party, and it's National Donut Day.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Procter & Gamble set to cut 6% of its workforce. The maker of Pampers diapers and Tide detergent will get rid of 7,000 jobs over the next 2 years as it restructures. Executives at a conference in Paris yesterday said the approach is not new and it's meant to accelerate the company's current strategy. In April, Procter & Gamble said it would raise the price of some of its products as it was set to make every move it could to offset the impact of tariffs. President Trump and Elon Musk are publicly exchanging words. Musk has been critical of Trump's big, beautiful bill since ending his time at Doge. And yesterday, Trump said that he asked Musk to leave his administration. Trump says Musk was upset that he was ending the EV mandate, which will cost Musk billions. Meanwhile, Musk is supporting the creation of a third political party.
The tech billionaire posed a survey question on X, which asked, is it time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle? The post came hours after Trump expressed disappointment with Musk over his critique of the big, beautiful bill the GOP is seeking to pass. Musk has previously argued the bill is too large and contains too much wasteful spending. I'm Brian Shook.
The Portland, Oregon FBI says a mass shooting at a Washington State mall has been prevented. FBI Special Agent Doug Olson says they learned of a threat against the Three Rivers Mall.
The plans included precise details, including annotated schematics, a clear route to follow, weapons to be used, and a wardrobe to wear.
The suspect, identified as a juvenile from Oregon, he was arrested May 22nd. Olson said he had the means, a map, and a specific plan. He was allegedly going to use a chlorine bomb to cause panic and then shoot people in the mall as they fled. He also allegedly planned to kill himself. One of former President Biden's press secretaries is parting ways with the Democratic Party and becoming an independent.
Karine Jean-Pierre's decision was confirmed in a press release for an upcoming book about her time working in the White House. She also released a social media video.
I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan.
Independent, a look inside a broken White House outside the party lines, is set to be released this fall. Jean-Pierre will take readers through Biden's abandoning his bid for a second term and what she says was a betrayal by the Democratic Party that led to his decision. I'm Michael Kastner.
Officials are issuing a public health alert for organic ground beef products. According to the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, the products could be reportedly contaminated with E. coli, and it applies to some organic rancher products distributed to Whole Foods markets nationwide. While there was no recall or request of reports of illness, food safety officials are worried that consumers still could have some of the ground beef in their refrigerator or freezer. Officials advise that the affected meat, which has a use-by or freeze-by date of June 19th and 20th of this year, on the packaging should not be consumed. Today is National Donut Day. We celebrate the deep-fried dough, but also the brave women who invented a new way to cook them.
It doesn't matter how you spell it, with a G-H or without, National Donut Day is always the first Friday in June. The day is set aside to honor the Salvation Army's donut lassies who traveled overseas and fried the pastries in soldiers' helmets during World War I. The frontline lassies also distributed clothing and supplies, but the bonus for the soldiers was the donuts. I'm Bree Tennis.
The first trailer for the sequel to Wicked is out now. Wicked for Good will cover the second act of the popular Broadway musical. It is set in the land of Oz before and after Dorothy Gale's arrival from Kansas. Ariana Grande and the cast all return from the first film. Wicked for Good will hit theaters on November 21st.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Yankees tonight at 7 o'clock.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Plenty of sunshine, 79. Clouds tonight, 62. We stay cloudy through the weekend. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 71, with a chance of a shower in the afternoon. More clouds for Sunday, 73. And Monday and Tuesday, both looking wet in the upper 60s both days. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Our Fun Friday question, by the way, today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, is what is your favorite fast food sandwich? So we can talk about that or whatever else is on your mind. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
This is Tim, right?
It is.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I got their name right. Yeah, I was hearing what you were saying about Musk not getting anything out of, you know, his big investment. I must disagree with you strongly on that one. He managed to kill any investigations he had going on into his companies, and he also gutted the departments that regulate his companies. That was a big thing he got out of it. And he got all of our personal information.
True.
So he got big. And to address that guy, he said, I don't know why Trump added $3 trillion to the deficit. I tell you exactly why. It's for tax cuts for people in his bracket and huge corporations. They're not even hiding it. They actually say it. They got to make these tax cuts permanent. And sure, us little people will get a tax cut too, which will expire in 3 years. But the tax cuts for his tax bracket and the multinational huge corporations, he wants to make those permanent.
And by the way, can I just, I know I'm going to get some flack for this, but can I just say, stop getting excited about no tax on tips. Basically what you're saying now is that you want the people that work in that service industry to not have to pay the same taxes that you do.
No, yeah, that's true.
No taxes on tips is the dumbest idea I've ever heard, because anybody who doesn't work for tips, you should be furious at that idea.
Yeah, that and no tax on overtime.
I can see the benefit of that, because anybody who does get overtime is paying taxes the rest of the time. So I could see that, and that would be an incentive to get people to work more overtime. But the no tax on tips, these people are making whatever the minimum wage is for a service person, and that's what they're going to pay taxes on. So they don't have to pay taxes on the majority of their income now. So, and then they're still going to be eligible for all the same services that you get.
You know, I think prior to Reagan, you didn't have to pay taxes on tips. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
But I think prior to the Reagan administration, they didn't tax tips. I could be wrong on that.
I think it's a horrible thing. Here you are saying you don't want to have, you know, illegal immigrants in the country who are paying taxes on the money that they're making in a lot of cases, not in everyone, yeah, but in a lot of cases.
You're not eligible to get anything back.
Right. Not eligible to receive those services, but you've got people who are getting those services who are now not going to pay their fair share based on... Why? Because somebody gave them that money instead of them getting paid by their employer? It's still income. If I go and I mow your lawn and you pay me $50 for mowing your lawn, technically I'm still supposed to pay income tax on that. I'm still supposed to claim that as income that I made.
Yeah, unless, you know, if they're 1099-ing you, then you have to. But,
well, even if they don't 1099 you, you're still supposed to report it.
Yeah, nobody ever does.
Right, exactly.
That's the same thing with tips. I could see the argument on both sides for the no income tax on tips and overtime wages. I can.
Well, I'm just going to go into my boss's office here and say, hey, listen, I want to renegotiate my contract here. I want you to pay me a base salary of like $5,000 a year and then make the rest of it just a tip because I do such a great job.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go over like the fart church.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too.
And let's take another call here before I get to take a break, maybe two. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I just wanted to correct a news item. The Red Sox are not hosting the Yankees tonight. They're at Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to be misled and try to get tickets and all that. They're not going to be at Fenway.
I don't think anybody that wanted to go really cares. But thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
And let's take another one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
What's on your mind?
Am I on?
You are.
Oh, I'm just having a good old day laughing about all this Trump and Musk stuff. I mean, you can't make up stuff like this. It's unreal. You know, a few days ago, he was given the gold key. Last night, open up the files. You're going to find him in there. You know,
maybe that's what happened. Maybe he found out that the gold key wasn't real gold.
It is amazing. And then you're going to see the, you know, all these MAGA people pick the caucus of Musk. Before, you know, 2 days ago, he was the, oh, you don't like gold. He's saving us money. He's the only guy. I mean, they had nothing but great things to say about this guy.
And for the Elon supporters who believe Elon and say, he wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't true. Well, now think about this. So then why would you support Elon Musk, a guy who, as Carol Ann points out, you know, stood by a pedophile then, knowing that he was a pedophile, and also let him watch his kid, you know, let him hang out with his young kid. Why would you be supportive of a guy? So it's a lose-lose thing for him anyway, if you look at it from a rational lens.
Right. I totally understand. I just, you know, I just don't think that, you know, you could, has all these Americans look at these two buffoons go at it. And how do you believe Trump? How do you believe Musk? I mean, they just don't stand. They're just vile human beings. And it's all about the money and the power. And it's all they do is care about their self. They just use people and toss them away like they're none. He had, you know, Musk had no problem walking into a place and there's somebody, you know, like 30, 40,000 people that have kids in college and bills and mortgages and all that and just say, y'all fired for incompetence and don't know nothing about what they did, their last review, you know, what their job was, nothing. You know?
I believe the phrase is, couldn't happen to two nicer people, right?
Exactly. I mean, they just, you know.
And you know what this makes me think, too? This makes me think that they never liked each other and that this was kind of always under the surface and they just looked at each other as I can use you and... Yep.
Yeah, he wanted to get elected, so he used them. And it worked.
Yep.
Trump's a master at manipulation. Don't they see it?
All those months that, you know, people like you and I were saying, you know, Elon Musk is a piece of crap. We shouldn't really be letting him in there. Like, this guy is not about, he's not the guy that you think that he is. He's not the self-made guy that you think that he is. And people are like, oh, no, he's so selfless, giving up so much of himself to help benefit. No, he wasn't. And listen.
No, he wasn't.
True colors are coming out, and now this is what you voted for.
Right.
All right.
You know what amazes me? I know you gotta go, but it amazes me the most this time around is that all the things that they said is true. I honestly had doubts about, you know, all the things that they were, you know, saying this is what they're going to do once they get in office. And I went, You know, they're absolutely right. Taking over every entity of the DOJ, the FBI, the Supreme Court.
Right. Donald Trump said, I don't know anything about Project 2025, but yet they've been checking it off like a checklist here.
Exactly. That's the move now. You know, it reminds me of Seinfeld. You're using my move. The move now is when he gets caught with his pants down is, I don't know anything about that. Oh, I don't know that and guy.
The scary part about it is they're already working on Project 2029.
Unbelievable.
I heard them talking about it on Mark Levin, so.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on. And, you know, I know Donald Trump hasn't done anything bad, but he's showing how poked the bee's nest, for sure.
All right. Well, now Donald Trump's going to be out there setting Teslas on fire now. No, I'm kidding.
I know you're kidding.
Have a good weekend. All right, I got to take a break. Before anybody starts, I was just kidding, making a joke. All right, we'll be back in a few moments. All right, and it's time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Tim, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
All right, it sounds like you're pretty busy over there already this morning.
Yeah, we're already starting the day off, brother. You know how it goes. Everybody's got to eat, and it's a nice day out, and they want to do it before the rain comes, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, what do you got for them today?
Dude, I got ribeye, sirloins, I got cooked fish. I got everything, brother. I got a nice terrace major. I got celebrity pork chops. I got sirloins, chicken wings, chicken. I got everything, brother. You know how it goes.
And with weather like this, it's always better to be outside throwing stuff on the grill than it is cooking indoors.
Yeah, catch it before the weather comes, if it turns. It doesn't look bad. I don't think it's going to turn, to be honest with you. I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it'll be good grilling weather. And if not, that's all right. You can just move inside and cook it in there.
That's true. You got a good point there, brother.
So what do you think people should come by and grab this weekend?
Dude, everything. Come get it all.
What are you going to have?
I am going to have... That's a good question, bro. I don't know what I'm going to have. Let me see. You know what I'm going to have, dude? I think I'm going to have a nice porterhouse tonight.
Ooh,
porterhouse steaks. You like those?
I do.
Got the filet and the sirloin on it. They're nice.
Yeah. And I just got this new mustard I gotta bring to you, the sea smoke mustard.
You told me about the crusted stuff that
you gotta try some of this.
Already talking about this stuff, and
I'm bringing it by.
You're gonna use it. Buy it for.
We're gonna get you carrying it over there at the butcher shop. That way, there you can always have it handy for yourself.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
Well, you're gonna tell me how good it is first. You're still not mad at it.
We're gonna give you the full slate of samples. You're gonna get to try it all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody can come by and see 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Get all your stuff for the weekend, not only your meats, but also everything that you need, including your beer and wine and everything else. We'll talk.
Lobster, scallops, I get it all, brother.
There you go.
Fried fish today.
There you go. And not McLobster, which is something we've been talking about today. Not the McDonald's lobster, the real deal.
No, there's such thing. I didn't even know there was such thing.
I was surprised to find out there was, too, but I guess there
Jesus.
Was.
Another Mick something, huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you later.
All right, that is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop on by and get yourself something delicious. Let me get another break in here before we run out of time. We'll be right back. And it's going to be another day of some sunshine out there. Take advantage of it. Come on down to the Fall River Carousel. See me from 11 to 1 down there today for a day of Portugal and celebrating the reopening of the Fall River Carousel under its new stewardship. And also, when you're looking at that sunshine, think about maybe going solar, right? Give Isaacson Solar a call or reach out to them via their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. So I'm going to be getting out of here. I'm heading over to the carousel. I'll see you over there. If not, I'll see you at Stevie's today, 4 to 6, for that peanut butter and jelly cocktail tasting. And then next week, we'll start the debut of the Gen X.